Babushka, a traditional Russian folktale, retold by Arthur Scoley. All the villagers were out, bubbling with excitement. Did you see the star again last night? Of course we did. Much bigger. It was moving, coming towards us. Tonight it will be high above us. That night, excitement like a wind scurried through the lanes and alleys. There's been a message. An army is on its way. Not an army, a procession. Horses and camels and treasure. Now everyone was itching for news. No one could work. No one could stay indoors. No one, that is, but Babushka. Babushka had work to do. She always had. She swept, polished, scoured and shined. Her house was the best kept, best polished, best washed and painted. Her garden was beautiful, her cooking superb. "All this fuss for a star," she muttered. "I haven't time even to look. I'm so behind, I must work all night." So she missed the star at its most dazzling, high overhead. She missed the line of twinkling lights coming towards the village at dawn. She missed the sound of pipes and drums, the tinkling of bells getting louder. She missed the voices and whispers and the sudden quiet of the villagers and the footsteps coming up the path to her door. But the knocking, she couldn't miss that. "Oh, now what?" she demanded, opening the door. Babushka gaped in astonishment. There were three kings at her door.
"We seek a place to rest," they said. "Yours is the best house in the village."
You want to stay here?"
"It would only be till night falls and the star appears again." Babushka gulped.
"Come in then," she said. How the king's eyes sparkled at the sight of the feast Babushka set before them. As she dashed about serving them, Babushka asked question after question. "Have you come a long way?"
"Very far," sighed Kasper.
"And where are you going?"
"We're following the star," said Melchior.
"But where?"
They didn't know, they told her, but they believed that it would lead them to a newborn king, a king such as the world had never seen before, a king of earth and heaven. "Why don't you come with us?" said Balthasar. "Bring him a gift as we do. See, I bring gold, and my friends bring spices and salves."
"Oh," said Babushka, "I'm not sure that he would welcome me, and as for a gift..."
"Why, this pickle is fit for any king," cried Balthasar. Babushka laughed.
"Pickle for a baby? A baby needs toys."
She paused.
"I have a cupboard full of toys," she said sadly. "My baby son, my little king, died while very small."
Balthasar stopped her when she neck bustled by. "This new king could be your king too. Come with us when the star appears tonight," he said.
I'll think about it," sighed Babushka.
As the king slept, Babushka tidied as quietly as she could. What a lot of extra work there was. And this new king. What a strange idea, to go off with the kings to find him. Yet, could she possibly do it? Leave home and go looking for him just like that? Babushka shook herself. No time for dreaming. All this washing up and putting dishes away and extra cooking. Anyway, how long would she be away? What would she wear? And what about gifts? She sighed. Oh, there's so much to do. The house will have to be cleaned when they've gone. I couldn't just leave it. Suddenly, it was night time again. There was the star.
"Are you ready, Babushka?"
I'll come tomorrow," Babushka called. "I'll catch up. I must just tidy here, find a gift, get ready."
The kings waved sadly. The star shone ahead. Babushka ran back into the house, eager to get on with her work. Sweeping, dusting, beating all the cushions and carpets, cleaning out the kitchen, cooking. Away went the night. At last she went to the small cupboard, opened the door, and gazed sadly once again at all those toys. But how dusty they were! One thing was certain, they weren't fit for a baby king. They'd all need to be cleaned. Better get started at once. On and on she worked. One by one, the toys glowed, glistened, and gleamed. There, now they were fit for a royal baby. Babushka looked through the window. It was dawn. There was the sound of the farm cockerel. She looked up. The star had gone. The kings would have found somewhere else to rest by now. She would easily catch them up. At that moment, though, she felt so tired. Surely she could rest now, just for an hour. Suddenly, Babushka was wide awake. It was dark. She had slept all day. She ran out into the street. No star. She rushed back into the house, pulled on her cloak, hurried, packed the toys in a basket, and stumbled down the path the kings had taken. On she went, hurrying through village after village. Everywhere she asked after the kings.
Oh, yes, they told her. We saw them. They went that way.
Babushka lost count of the passing days. The villages grew bigger and became towns. Babushka never stopped, through night and day. Then she came to a city.
The palace, she thought. That's where the royal baby would be born.
No royal baby here,
said the palace guard.
Three kings, what about them? Asked Babushka.
Oh, yes, they came, but they didn't stay long. They were soon on their way again.
But where to?
Bethlehem. I can't imagine why. It's a very poor place, but that's where they went.
She set off at once. It was evening when Babushka wearily arrived at Bethlehem. How many days had she been on the journey? She could not remember. And could this really be the place for a royal baby? Didn't look like it. It was not much bigger than her own village. She went to the inn.
Oh, yes, said the landlord. The kings were here 2 days ago. There was great excitement, but they didn't even stay the night.
And a baby? Babushka cried. Was there a baby?
Yes, said the landlord, there was. Those kings asked to see the baby too.
When he saw the disappointment in Babushka's eyes, he stopped.
I'll show you where the baby was, he said gently. I couldn't offer the poor couple anything better at the time. My inn was packed full. They had to stay in the stable.
Babushka followed him across the yard.
Here's the stable, he said.
Then he left her. Babushka, an angel was standing in the half-light of the doorway. He looked kindly at her. Perhaps he could tell her where the family had gone. Babushka knew now that the baby king was the most important thing in the world to her. They've gone to Egypt. And safety, he told Babushka, and the kings have returned to their kingdoms. But one of them told me about you. I am sorry, but as you see, you are too late. Shepherds came as soon as the angels told them. The kings came as soon as they saw the star. It was Jesus, the Christ child they found, the world's saviour. It is said that Babushka is still looking for the Christ child. For time means nothing in the search for things that are real. Year after year she goes from house to house calling,
Is he here? Is the Christ child here?
And at Christmas, when she sees a sleeping child and hears of good deeds, she will lift out a toy from her basket and leave it, just in case. Then, on Babushka goes with a journey, still searching, still calling,
Is he here? Is the Christ child here?